In mid-October, Enrique Garcia of Carbondale went to the Pickens County Courthouse for an arraignment. Before he saw a judge, though, officers from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, arrested him for immigration violations. The agency says courthouses are a safe place for officers to make arrests, but critics say the practice damages immigrants' trust in our legal system. Jose Ivan and Adolfo Gonzalez are eating lunch at Garcia's Market in Carbondale. Neither of these men know the man that ICE arrested, Enrique Garcia, but they've heard of him. His arrest reinforces something they say undocumented people around the U.S. know. Don't trust courthouses. Here's Jose Ivan.
Undocumented people are scared to go to these places. They want to do things right, but they can't because they're scared they're going to get picked up.
Adolfo Gonzalez agrees and says arrests like these send a pretty clear message. If law enforcement learns that you don't have papers, you're out of here. But when ICE agents arrested Enrique Garcia at the Pickens County Courthouse, they were well within their authority, says Pickens County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo.
Federal agents have the right to operate in Pickens County whenever they want, whether that's DEA, FBI, Secret Service is up here all the time.
And DeSalvo says a courthouse is a perfectly good place to make an arrest. His deputies do it all the time. People go through a metal detector so they're not armed.
It's efficient, it's safe. It's really not a bad idea, and on that level, I've got to tip my hat to ICE.
Some argue courthouses are among the best places to make arrests. Jessica Vaughn is with the Center for Immigration Studies. It's a think tank in favor of limiting immigration. She says it's far better than making arrests at homes or in workplaces.
That's the kind of enforcement that is dangerous for ICE officers, and frankly, it's frightening to people in the community.
Vaughn also says law enforcement of any kind needs to be able to do its job. That's how they maintain trust within their communities.
Civic trust is undermined if our laws are not enforced and if our federal agencies are not able to carry out their legitimate responsibility to enforce immigration laws.
Mark Silverstein disagrees. He's the legal director at the ACLU of Colorado. He says being undocumented is not the same thing as being a criminal.
This portrait of persons without immigration status being some kind of menace to society, a danger to the community, is an exaggerated caricature that's being promoted solely for political purposes.
The bigger problem, he says, is ICE is now targeting anyone without papers, even victims of crimes. And this takes its toll on our legal system. Brendan Green is with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition. And he says ICE is making more and more arrests at courthouses here.
And it's extremely discouraging. And this process really chills participation in the criminal justice system.
Green says the Denver City Attorney, for example, has had clients who were victims of domestic violence, but because they're undocumented, decided not to testify against their abusers. They were scared of showing up in court.
We really believe that victims of crimes should be able to testify in court and report crimes in the first place without fear of deportation.
And those who have been accused and not convicted of a crime should have a chance to defend themselves. Enrique Garcia, the man arrested at the Pickens County Courthouse, had not been convicted of a crime, but he was still taken by ICE. Here's Mark Silverstein of the ACLU.
Certainly, making the arrest of someone who's trying to defend himself from charges, taking him into ICE custody, thwarts the operation of the local criminal justice system.
Garcia is currently in ICE custody in Aurora. A district court judge rescheduled his court date for December 3rd. It's unclear if Garcia will be released by then to defend himself against the crimes he's been accused of. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.